from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Ryland Barton with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Divya Karthikeyan. So a horrible thing happened this week, the tragic shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that left 19 students and two teachers dead. Kentucky political leaders responded with condolences, but not much else, right?
Yeah, Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor afterwards to condemn the shooting.
It's literally sickening to consider the innocent young lives that were stolen by this pointless, senseless brutality.
So Kentucky has seven Republicans in Congress between the House and the Senate. All of them, except Hal Rogers, issued statements mourning the tragedy. But there was another common theme, that now was not the time to really be thinking of policy solutions, especially gun control measures. Kentucky's 6th District Congressman Andy Barr said in a statement that, quote, "Now's not the time to politicize this tragedy. Instead, we must unite in our grief and outrage, support a thorough investigation, establish the facts, and seek justice."
Yeah, so this is kind of a common thing after mass shootings like this. I've certainly seen it several times in the last 7 or 8 years that I've been covering Kentucky politics. A horrible, tragic event happens. There's an immediate call for action. And Republicans are very quick to tamp that down, saying people shouldn't be reactionary, shouldn't politicize the situation. This time, some Republicans have been suggesting some solutions. What have they been proposing?
So it ranges from 4th District Congressman Thomas Massey, who said that we need to ban so-called gun-free zones and, quote, "allow sane adults to protect children from insane individuals." Then there was 1st District Congressman Jamie Comer. He said we need to fortify schools.
You can't legislate against evil. And that's what we had happen in Texas two days ago.
Comer pointed to the 2018 Marshall County High School shooting in his district, where two 15-year-olds were killed and several others injured. He said Kentucky had come up with a good solution, this big school safety bill that passed the legislature a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that bill included a bunch of different requirements, including that schools have an armed school resource officer, but it never really funded that program. So schools have kind of slowly been implementing it. At the same time, Kentucky passed a law allowing people to carry concealed weapons without a permit. So there's a lot of different opposing forces going on at the same time on this issue. Also, this week, you talked to Kentucky's lone Democrat in Congress, John Yarmuth. What did he say about the chances of passing any sort of gun safety measures after this most recent tragedy?
Yeah, he's not very optimistic about it. After 14 years in Congress, he's seen a lot of mass shootings.
They keep happening, and nobody is ever forced to pay consequences for their inaction. That it just emboldens them and says, okay, well, I can keep my A voting record with the NRA and not pay a political price. Well, that has to change.
The NRA has a lot of influence on our elected officials, especially in Kentucky. According to campaign finance data compiled by Open Secrets, the NRA has spent about $65 million influencing political campaigns over the last 6 years. That includes over $150,000 across Kentucky's Republican congressmen. But Yarmuth argues that the NRA's influence is overblown. Voters aren't basing their decisions on politicians' ratings with the NRA or anything.
Well, yeah, in a very close race, that might make a difference. But by and large, it doesn't. It's a combination of an irrational fear of the NRA, also the money, but I think it's mostly this irrational fear that it's somehow politically dangerous to vote for instance, universal background checks, which 75% of NRA members support.
And that's true. There's actually polling that shows a majority of NRA members do support some of those limited gun control measures like universal background checks. But this really comes down to big, broad issues like which candidate is considered to be the more pro-gun or pro-Second Amendment candidate. And there's a race to the extremes when that's how political debates are framed.
But there does seem to be some opportunity for a middle ground on this issue. CNN reported on Thursday that McConnell was encouraging Texas Senator John Cornyn to work with Democrats on some sort of legislation. but he didn't provide any specifics.
Yeah, I gotta say, this sounds very familiar to 2019, right after the massacres in El Paso and Dayton. McConnell said that red flag laws and background checks were on the table, but when push came to shove a month later, McConnell tossed the hot potato to someone else, saying that then-President Trump should be the one to decide whether to move forward on anything, which, as we know, did not happen. So there's often a pattern in these tragedies and the ensuing responses. We'll see where we end up this time around.
All right, we'll leave it there. That's all the time we have for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportKPD. That's wfpl.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.